It is the first day of school, a symbolic and hopeful fresh start. At least that's what I tell myself as I stand before my captive, well-scrubbed audience of 10 boys and 11 girls in my J. Crew finest, gold ballet flats, gray pants, and a pink sequined sweater set. Sitting cross-legged on the braided rug, some children beam back at me, while others wear blank expressions, waiting without judging. It is the beauty of first graders. They are guileless, not a jaded one among them. Odds are good that they'd heard that they'd scored in the great mysterious teacher lottery before they even walked through my classroom door, adorned with a construction paper maple tree, cutouts of 21 personalized bluebirds, and a banner swinging from the boughs that exclaims, "Welcome to Miss Josie's Nest." After 14 years teaching at the same elementary school, I have a reputation as fun, energetic, and creative. I am not considered strict, but not a pushover either. Incidentally, I am also known as the pretty teacher, which some parents, fathers and mothers alike, seem to value as much as anything else, including straight-up intelligence, a sentiment that has always confounded and vaguely annoyed me. I mean, I know I'm not teaching quantum calculus, but I am instilling critical survival skills in children, teaching them how to add and subtract, tell time, count money, and most important, really read, unlocking the mystery of consonant combinations and abstract sounds, blended and pronounced as words, strung together in sentences, filling the pages of books, whether with or without pictures. It might seem like Groundhog Day to some, including a few of my colleagues who really need to change professions, but I am passionate about what I do, thrilled to watch things click for a new crop of children every year. Yet amid the anticipation is always a melancholy feeling that the summer is over, coupled with a familiar prickling of self-doubt and anxiety that has marked all my first days of school, both as a teacher and as a student before that. I consider the many potential obstacles ahead, wondering how many of my kids will have ADHD or dyslexia or other garden variety learning issues. Who will become frustrated or disheartened when they fall behind their peers? Which children will have impossible-to-please parents who will bombard me with emails and calls, make outlandish suggestions for our curriculum, or point out grammatical errors in my newsletters under the guise of constructive criticism? No matter how many times I proofread my correspondence, it is inevitable that at some point during the year, I will misspell a word or misplace an apostrophe. Mistakes that somehow seem more egregious from a teacher than, say, a lawyer or doctor. Then there is the disturbing matter of Edie Carlisle, the firstborn of my most significant ex, Will Carlisle. Will and I broke up years ago, 8 to be exact, but I am not yet over him, at least not completely. And I simply can't believe that his little girl has been assigned to my class, a fact I try in vain to forget as I launch into my script, a variation of what I say every year. "Hello, boys and girls, my name is Miss Josie. I grew up right here in Atlanta and graduated from the University of Georgia. Go dogs! I love animals and have a rescue dog named Revis. I have one sister and a beautiful 4-year-old niece named Harper. My favorite color is pink, like my sweater. My hobbies include swimming, reading, baking cookies, dancing, and playing board games. I'm good at keeping secrets and being a trustworthy friend. I hope you will all be good friends to one another this year. I am so excited to get to know each and every one of you, and I feel very lucky to be your teacher." It sounded pretty good, the exuberant delivery elevating it to a solid A, even though I could hear the annotated version in my head, which went something like this. "Every time I say Miss Josie, I think it sounds like a stripper, a job I fleetingly considered taking one summer in college because strippers make a hell of a lot more money than waitresses, and teachers for that matter. I have a dog and a sister named Meredith. She drives me nuts, and I would mostly avoid her altogether if it weren't for my niece, Harper. I used to have an older brother, but he died in a car accident a long time ago. Something I don't like to talk about, especially to my students. I think the subject of one's favorite color is supremely boring because it really doesn't tell you much of anything. Color, for what? A car or a purse? Or your bedroom walls? But for some inexplicable reason, you all seem hyper-focused on it. So I'm going to say pink, because roughly half of you will be pleased with my choice, and at least a third of you will marvel over the coincidence of sharing the same favorite hue. Swimming isn't really a hobby, just a thing I sometimes do with the Y in an attempt to keep off the weight that I'm prone to gaining around my midsection. From all the cookies I bake, then eat, something you seem not to notice, or at least not to judge. I do enjoy board games, but I'd rather play drinking games with my friends or go dancing with them. Did I mention I could have been a stripper 15 pounds ago? I can keep secrets, especially my own, which is a good thing, because if your parents knew some of my skeletons, they might send around a petition to have me fired. Friendship means everything to me because I'm 37 and can't find a decent man to marry, which is depressing both because I don't want to be alone and because I adore children more than anything else in the world. I know I'm running out of time, at least to birth my own. Please be nice to one another this year because the one thing I will not tolerate on my watch is mean girl or boy escapades. Though fortunately, those dynamics don't really kick in until next year. Yet another reason to teach the first grade. I'm so excited to get to know each and every one of you, and that includes you, Edie Carlisle. Did your father tell you that he dumped me right before he married your mother and had you? I will do my best not to hold this against you, but please show a little mercy and keep your happy home anecdotes to a minimum.